FM Acra. It's hands-on radio. Hey, get your hands off me!
But you're a dummy. I'm a ventriloquist, Harry. How else will you talk?
All right, Steve. I forgot.
Attention, men and women, 50 and older. Are you uninsured? The Columbia Green Cancer Services Program offers free cancer screening tests. You could be eligible for free clinical breast exams, mammograms, pap smears, and colon tests. There are many local doctors to choose from. To find out more, please call the Cancer Services Program at 518-822-8741. Early detection is the best prevention. The Columbia Green Cancer Services Program is a program of the Healthcare Consortium and is funded by the New York State Department of Health Cancer Services Program.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Stair Galleries, a full-service auction house specializing in fine art and antiques, offering appraisals, live auctions, online catalogs, and Friday evening exposition auctions featuring antiques and home furnishings. Located at 549 Warren Street in Hudson, New York, and online at stairgalleries.com.
Hello, welcome to Roots Runners Rhizomes, Health and Healing from the Underground. I'm Sarah Faulkner. Our regular co-host, Lauren Jambroni, is unfortunately under the weather today. But today I'll be talking with Dr. Art Chandler about the O Positive Festival coming up October 5th to 7th. So as you know, this show is dedicated to exploring healing and wellness from a liberatory perspective, critiquing top-down systems and institutions. Instead, we look up and around from below and alongside the way roots and rhizomes grow. Our show has not been evaluated by the FDA or any official licensing body, and our intention is not to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease online. By providing discussion, critique, and information from a variety of viewpoints, we hope you'll feel more empowered, informed, and resourced as you explore your own options for self-care and working with different practitioners and providers. So let's say hello to Dr. Art Chandler. Hey, how's
it going?
So Art has brought with him 6 all-weekend, all-access passes to the O Positive Festival that's coming up October 5th through 7th. This is going to have 40 musical acts, visual and performance art, and activities for all ages, activities for the general public, and also artists and participants, fitting into a very innovative grassroots healthcare program. And you are listening to listener-supported WGXC, as you know, who is in the middle. We are in the middle of a pledge drive. So the first 6 callers who call in and pledge now will receive all-weekend, all-access passes to the festival. So those numbers to call are 518-828-0290, 518-697-7400, and 518-291-WGXC. You can also go online, wgxc.org/donate. Now, just a few moments. Why would you like to become a WGXC member if you're not already? WGXC is committed to serving the needs and interests of its members. When we talk about community radio, this station is ours, the station is yours. And WGXC is open air. What's that? That's the freedom to communicate unrestricted by corporate governance. WGXC, we strive to keep your airwaves open, share your voices, our views, our community. This is unvarnished news reported by and for members of our community. Open airwaves where citizens become participants in the conversation. We're committed to keeping these airwaves open, lively, and creative with your input, and we also need your support to do this. It's not free. It takes $10,000 every month to keep WGXC broadcasting. So please pledge what you can to keep the airwaves open in Columbia and Greene counties. Again, those numbers, 518-828-0290, 518-697-7400, 518-291-WGXC. And remember, the first 6 callers receive all-weekend, all-access passes to the O Positive Festival. And now, Dr. Art Chandler is going to tell us what the O Positive Festival is. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks. That was quite a spiel and an introduction to the to the station. I'm actually even more happy to be here, given the freedom that you guys are offering and the alternative approaches to healthcare and wellness. So the O Positive Festival is, at this point, after its third year, is really more of a community building endeavor where we elevate the value of arts and music to that of medicine and barter arts and music for medicine. So We call it bartering the art of medicine for the medicine of art. We believe they're sort of all the same. And it really is about supporting art and music and building community. So artists exhibit their works, musicians play for free, and in exchange they receive a day of primary care and complementary care that includes massage, acupuncture,
yay,
chiropractic care. Yay. Yay for you.
The host is coming down to
help. It's true. I will be a provider, and my fellow Collaborative Healing Arts Clinic provider, acupuncturist, Andrea Elliott. We will be providers on Saturday.
Yeah, co-providers at that. So, you know, we really do promote access to healthcare that people may not know they have with some of the cancer services, Planned Parenthood, living with HIV, and other informational booths are available all day during the farmers market. We have a lot of different, we have 40 different bands, like you said. We have 11 yoga classes that are open to the public. We have kids yoga, kids performances. And, you know, it's become difficult for people to get health care for one thing, but definitely even more difficult for wellness. So we're really trying to promote wellness and support the arts, artists and musicians within our community. And through that, the community actually grows quite a bit.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about what the festival looks like and is experienced, how it's experienced by both the general public and then the artists and performers who are taking part. So first off, you have musicians, visual artists, performance artists, and volunteers who are just helping with logistics. And all of these folks are going to get to receive services from wellness and healthcare providers. Can you describe how that happens?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Anybody that comes gets a little something back. That's what barter is all about. So musicians and artists get the full package. They get a dental appointment. We're working hard to supply as many dental appointments as we can. The need has grown exponentially. If there are any dentists out there listening that want to help out, please go to our website at opositivefestival.org and contact health and let me know. But musicians and artists get health, get dental care with cleaning and five fillings up to five fillings for $20 a piece. And then there's primary care and complementary care available. They get three visits from column A, B, or C. So they get primary care or complementary care, and within complementary care, there's we actually have stress psychotherapists. We have other types of stress interventions with EFT and other types of acupuncture based and massage based therapies. We have a lot of acupuncturists this year. We have massage therapists and chiropractic therapists as well, and we have licensed clinical social worker and a psychologist offering mind-body work for stress intervention and follow-up for people who have more serious needs at heavily discounted prices. The volunteers, for 4 hours of volunteer work, you get one visit, and any of the above except for dental. 8 hours, you get three visits. And on a on the level of just coming to the festival, your donations and or purchasing of tickets supports all of this being able to happen.
Now, I'm sure some of our listeners might want to access some of these services as a volunteer. Do you still need volunteers, or are all those positions filled?
We're always in need of volunteers.
So how can folks hook up with you guys?
Well, check out the website, opositivefestival.org. There's a volunteer section there. Just go under volunteers. It's volunteers at opositivefestival.org.
Great.
And they can contact our volunteer director, and I'm sure she'll be able to find something for you to do.
Excellent. And can you give us an example of, I know you've served an awful lot of folks over the last 2 years. What kind of, how many providers are on site generally, and how many?
Well, this year on site, we have 55 providers, mm-hmm. including nurses.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite a bit. Last year, I think we saw about 140 people with close to 344 visits, which totaled to between dental and medical services over $60,000 of services donated.
That's amazing. That's great.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. We've been able to do this all sort of by dint of our own will more than anything else. But it's an amazing process to go in front of anybody with an open heart and a good vision and see what you get back, because you generally get the same back. So just like coming here for an interview and setting up a PSA and information, it's been quite amazing, the turnout. And that even goes down to the level of community. You know, the communities open their doors. We have fundraisers within the restaurants there. All the restaurants donate food and goodies for the festival, for the green room and hospitality suite. And beyond that, Keegan, anybody who's a fan of Keegan's Ales can come down and have a special beer that Keegan Ales brewing just for the festival called Rocktober, which will also be available at all of their other venues all the way down in New York City.
So. Great. Now, let's just say again, so folks, if you're interested in volunteering and getting hooked up with these services, just go on to the website, which is opositivefestival.org. And for those of you who want to attend as a member of the general public, if you are one of the first six callers during the show, call 518-828-0290. You can receive an all-weekend, all-access pass to the general public entrance to the festival, which Art's now going to tell us what that entails if you're just coming to enjoy musical acts, visual and performance art, and activities for all ages.
Well, it starts off Friday night with quite an opening act of the Felice Brothers and special guest Richard Buckner at the Old Dutch Church, which, if you've never been in, is an amazing venue, especially for an acoustic show, which this is going to be an all-acoustic show, gathered around pretty much omnidirectional mics, and it should be pretty amazing. I saw Mike and Ruthie there last year and also this spring, and it was quite a special experience. We have over 40 bands, many coming, we try to keep as local as possible. Most of the bands range from Albany down to New York. Within the festival, there's also a health expo that has nutritional advice and the other organizations I mentioned previously. There's cooking classes. We're lucky enough to be sponsored by both HealthQuest and Health Alliance this year. Health Alliance is providing some cooking tables. We have a walk-through nutritionist guided tour of the farmer's market. And then we have 11 yoga classes and all different types of yoga, vinyasa, kundalini. We have gong baths, which if you've never had a gong bath before, you got to dip in that water. It's one of my son's favorites. He's 10. And he likes it. So there's that for the adventurous kid. Otherwise, there are children's bands. Rat Boy Jr. is playing. We have art classes with Dr. Sketchy. If you know who Dr. Sketchy is, you can check him out online. There's performance arts with interaction with Liz Montano, doing her version of introspective healing. And we have TMI, which is storytelling. We have a locker room film, an amazing film that is going to be aired open to the public and for free. So,
and you have a parade. Is the Hungry March Band playing at the parade?
Funny you should mention the Hungry March Band. Yeah, they're coming down. They're awesome. Going to be there. Yeah, the opening parade, I believe, is at 5 o'clock, but you'd have to check the website. Things are still sort of in evolution, as they always are. But Hungry March Band, the parade, is all open to the public. It gathers at the Kirkland Building, which is what's the site of the health clinic on Clinton Avenue. And we march down to Wall Street and down Wall Street and pass all the venues. There's 8 different venues for music this year. So
that's great. And Linda Montano is a repeat participant, as are you. Now, you told me a very interesting little story. Could you tell me a little bit about your foray into performance art?
Well, I've had a couple of forays, and I might have another one this year if you come to the TMI storytelling. Yeah, Linda Montana, the first year she did what was called a glandathon and had an hour's worth of, it was an 8-hour performance, each participant channeling a gland for an hour, blindfolded and trying to dive deep into your psyche. For that, and I did a real bell dive and ended up it changed my life, to be honest, along with the Positive Festival, because it was such a reaching out for the community and an involvement in a much broader conscious stroke of not only community, but how you sort of view yourself as being able to contribute to that. So somehow I got lost in channeling the adrenal glands. I guess there are some central gland, but I sort of disappeared into that. And about an hour later, I came out of my trance and I heard the Tibetan bell ring that I was my performance was over. And I still have yet to this day to really remember what I said, but I can tell you that I really felt a new connection to the world, but particularly to community and those people around me. And I think that most everybody that comes to the festival has some experience of that, because it really is a broadening experience to be part of something that's so vital and for a community, and to support it in any way that you can. So, you know, a ticket, a donation, anything you can do supports the arts and music for a community. The community grows from that. You know, iconic images from the past are always remembered as arts and music for any historical area era, and any community needs those to survive. That's vital to the fabric of that community. So we're happy to be able to support those people with some health care.
Art, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? You're a family practitioner now practicing at Columbia Memorial Hospital right here in Hudson. But this festival takes place in Kingston. Can you tell us how you got involved and sort of how the festival came about?
I can. I went to Bard College in the late 70s and got a spell was cast over me and I to return to the Hudson Valley. So I did that in 1998 and worked for a Mid-Hudson Family Health Institute that runs a residency. I ran their obstetrics program for a short while in Kingston, and then went into a group private practice there. So that's how I got associated with Kingston, and actually reformed all of my friendships in Kingston. So although I work in practice here in Hudson and have a lot of new connections here, I have a lot of connections in Hudson. I was lucky enough to befriend a guy named Joe Conkra, who one night sitting in a bar talking with a dentist decided that it would be a good idea to get some music and some community happening in uptown Kingston. And so to bring a band actually from Austin, they offered them to clean their teeth.
And I thought those were friends of mine, actually.
They might be. And then Joe Conkra decided that, along with Tom Single, that the art should be involved. And then they thought, well, why not have a festival of the art, music, and health? So Joe called me, and that was in May of 2010. And by October, with the help of Alex Marvar and Denise Orzo, I mean, it's sort of a long list, but Jeff Mercel for music, and it was very... it just caught fire, and within 5 months, we had a full-blown festival with 35 bands, and we pasted beautiful art all over uptown Kingston, and a health clinic with 40 burgeoning happy providers and nurses, Mid-Hudson Family Health Institute providing follow-up care at discounted prices, and, you know, everybody left smiling and happy, and it was an amazing experience, so we decided to keep repeating it.
And now you're talking about maybe bringing the festival to other communities besides our own Hudson Valley. Is that correct?
Well, we like to think of the entire country as a community of communities. So,
great.
So really growing on that community idea, yeah. So we were invited to deliver a paper in beautiful Detroit, which has seen better days. But the conference was quite interesting on the. It was the Society of Arts and Healthcare, and a woman from MoMA who's on the board for that invited us out to give a paper where we met an enormous amount of people that are all interested in somehow colluding healthcare and the arts. So we are in the midst of trying to partner with several of those organizations to learn from each other and have O-positive festivals associated with their organizations in their cities. And right now we're talking to people in places such as Norfolk, Virginia, Nashville, Tennessee, mm-hmm. New Orleans, Louisiana, Minneapolis, Minnesota. So,
mm-hmm. Terrific.
Yeah, it's cool. It's kind of amazing. So, and we've gotten a lot of help. We have a pro bono lawyer partnership, the Pro Bono Partnership. Very original name. But they've been able to help us file for our 501c3. So we are close to becoming a full nonprofit organization and filed in Delaware so that we can move nationally if the opportunity presents itself.
And even with all your administrative responsibilities, you're also a provider this year still yourself?
Always.
Always.
Always. Yeah, I work the entire festival in the clinic except when I'm running sometime. I run new and different programs each year. So the yoga outreach was this year. Last year we ran a self-health seminar where we had different types of yoga and meditation instructors talk about the actually Sandra Loring.
Mm-hmm.
From here,
Sadhana,
in lovely,
here on Warren Street.
Yeah. And here on Warren Street, was one of the participants in that seminar. I also always do participate in whatever performance art is happening that year. So I heard about the first year. Last year, I was part of Storytelling Night with a nationally syndicated story online entity, and then and this year TMI is doing 3-minute short stories, and I'm probably going to participate in that as well.
Excellent. And let's see, did we get to, there's a couple different venues for the visual art as well, right, around town, is that correct?
Yeah, there's a number of different visual art entities and locations, and I think that, you know, if you probably the best way to really find what you need, because they open and close along the way. But you know, there's Gabriel's on Wall Street. There's up and down Wall Street is a lot of different venues actually, and there's going to be projection arts. There's going to be art exhibits. There's going to be artwork posted on the walls. In the past, we've wheat pasted things. We're looking at alternatives this year. There's going to be installations of performances. So, you know, going to the website, it will get you the locations and exact performance times and dates of all of that. And there'll be a tour for all of those sites as well. And a guide coming out soon that'll have a map and delineate all of those places.
So there'll be a printed guide as well for folks who can't go online. But the website, again, is opositivefestival.org.
It's true. It's true.
And the general hours for the festival are Friday night, October 5th. This is in Kingston. What is that, 5 o'clock?
Yeah, it's the parade, I believe, starts around 5. The opening band, like I said, was that night at the Old Dutch Church. I believe goes on at. I can just check. I believe it's 8 o'clock.
And that's the Felice Brothers and Richard Buckner.
That's
again.
Correct.
Some other folks that'll be playing are, we said, the Hungry March Band, Hopewell, Sasha Pearl. Oh my gosh, I lost my list. But the schedule's going to go online very soon. There's a lot of awesome bands, mostly from around the area and Brooklyn.
Sure.
Because Brooklyn is like part of the Hudson Valley now.
It pretty much.
And, and the schedule will be online very soon.
Yeah, there's a lot of bands like from Albany, Altamira. There's Breakfast and Fur from New Paltz. They're actually return performers. We generally don't have return performers, but ones that were popular we like to bring back.
And a lot of really interesting visual art. And again, I unfortunately lost my crib notes on that. I remember Don Breeze is definitely up, and Linda Montano, who is a repeat participant again. There's some other performance art screenings and many things visual outside of the hours of the festival itself. So again, that's opositivefestival.org, and if you want to volunteer and access some of these wonderful healthcare providers, you can find the information there as well.
Yeah,
and
I
if you call in, you might maybe you might still be able to get one of those free passes, $25 value for the general public. That's 518-828-0290. And what were you going to say that I know?
Oh, no, I was just going to give you a quick, I can give you just sort of a quick list of the visual artists.
Oh, awesome.
There's Joel Griffith, there's Melissa Halverson, Cave Dogs from Bloomington, Exquisite Corpses, which will be super interesting, and you should definitely catch that. That's the whole festival duration. It's projections on different on walls of different different things. I'll leave for a surprise, but it'll be very, very interesting. There's Jerry Smedley, 1 Mile Gallery, is going to present Maria Kozak. Then there's Dawn Breeze, as you said, and she's exhibiting works with Raindrew Ivera, Maria Losier, and Guy Madden, Gemma Alvia, Paul Heath, Joseph Mastrani.
Those are just Guy Madden, the filmmaker, the Canadian filmmaker?
Guy Madden.
Excellent.
You bet.
One of my favorites.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then you should definitely be there.
I will be there, but I think I'll be massaging people. all right. Anything else you want to let us know about the festival?
You know, I would just ask people to come and check it out because it really is an not only amazing experience, but the art is amazing. The music is going to be fantastic. There's lots of venues. For the price of the ticket.
Can you say the price online on there?
Not really. Okay, just check it out online. It's a very, very, very reasonable price. You get 40 bands, you get 8 venues. You can go to 11 yoga classes. That in itself is worth every penny. But it's also a really good time in a lot of beautiful, intimate venues with bands that you may not be able to see in that type of environment. So. I think that if you visit the website, we could really use you to come down, support the festival. There's also, of course, the need for volunteers, and there's also sponsorships available. You can get your name in lights. And
and it's a community-making, community-building event,
is.
And lots of you maybe are familiar with things like Burning Man. You know, you don't have to go all the way out to the playa to experience some of the same sort of happy fusions of arts and healing and community and, you know, right here in Kingston, New York.
Beautiful uptown Kingston.
6th and 7th. So I think that's all the time. We're getting down to the war. I'm wrong.
That's excellent.
I drank a lot of coffee today.
Well, you do know that Kingston was the original capital of New York, so you can also come and visit the original capital.
Now, do you have an idea how big a population you're serving at Kingston? I mean, obviously, a lot of folks I know here in Columbia and Greene counties go to this event, but do you know how far people have traveled to come to the festival?
You know, I know that we've had art from as far as Australia, we've had bands from as far as Austin, Texas, mm-hmm. and Britain,
mm-hmm.
and You know, people attending the event, I couldn't really tell you. We had about 800 or 1,000 people come last year.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at probably double that this year. And we do still promote it as a very local and community-minded event. So the people that we actually serve, if you want to using that word, are the artists and musicians from the community and a little bit beyond Kingston and the Hudson Valley up to Hudson, the vast majority are really local because we really are about building a community and even a neighborhood within a community. So
excellent. So again, that's you can find out all about the festival at opositivefestival.org. You can buy tickets at the door or in advance.
Yes, there's many ways to buy tickets. You can buy tickets online through PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
There's a button you can click there. You can reserve tickets. I will call and get seats at the opening act with Richard Buckner and the Felice Brothers. Those are special tickets, but they are the same price, and they do include the admission to the entire festival. And there'll also be a station at the end of Wall Street that you can just buy tickets when you get there.
Excellent. Or you can pledge to become a member of WGXC. By calling now, the first 6 callers, 518-828-0290. for $6 will get an all weekend all access pass to the O Positive Festival. So that is all the time we have for today. Our next show will air, as always, third Monday of the month at 3 p.m. in October. And as always, we'd love to hear from you for future shows. You can email us at rootsrunnersrhizomes@gmail.com or find us on Facebook. Thanks so much for listening. Be well, and please support listener-supported WGXC.
Hi, my name is Caitlin. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Hands-on listener-supported community radio.